You thought that was funny. Holmberg's morning sickness. You were laughing like a hyena when he said it. What the hell is wrong with you?
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga, Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
My goodness, this is fun. It's 98 KUPD, AC/DC there, and we're about done here. We got an entertainment drill in Galway, but the Rockefeller has been a treat. And people are calling you Blind Joe Dirt. It's kind of, they've made you the new Joe Dirt. And the stories are bad. We should have just kept cameras rolling in here. This family is...
interesting to
you
say.
You can't write this stuff. Like, if you were a writer and came to me, I got an idea of a family that's got other families and other people involved, and this is going on, everybody's blind. What are you talking about? Trust
that's not
me.
Believable.
Nobody's going to buy this.
TLC. Nat Geo.
There's fentanyl. There's alcohol. There's multiple.
Got a new program.
I don't know what's going on, but you two need cameras on you at all times. I have never been this interesting. My stories suck. Amazing. Well done. It's time now for the entertainment drill. It's brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of tactical black self-defense training. By the way, if you guys don't feel obligated to stay here, if you want to go, you can. We don't want to make you feel like, oh, God, now we got to watch them do another thing. And when are we allowed to go? Or you can stay the whole time.
Watch them.
More than
okay,
welcome.
Great.
You heard me.
Come on. What the hell's wrong?
I'm not changing my tone. I wonder what we do with him over there at React Defense. When you teach a blind guy self-defense, just start swinging that cane, I guess. Just start poking people. Jousting. But if you are sighted, unsighted, whatever, I don't know. I don't know what that is. Maybe not. I'll let Jay decide that one up at React Defense. But if you want to come up there and take advantage of what they got going on right now, 1 month of training, personal training, learns you something you've never thought you needed, and once you have it in your pocket, you are wondering how you got through life without it. It is life-saving skills for not only you, but people around you. And all the weirdness that's going on. And did you see that machete attack yesterday?
Yeah.
On TMZ? We practice machete attacks. And I'm watching that
and
thing
going,
and
they tell you
stop!
To pick up the ham?
Oh, and the guy had to pick his hand up after? Oh. No, most people react by going after the blade. And then and dude's hands came off. You got to destroy the operator. It's incredible. And you're sitting there going, why are we practicing machete attacks? And then you see one and you're like, that's why. I would have done exactly what that guy did before they showed me the real way. $199 for a month of training, plus you get the seminar in June for the weapons defense. You ain't getting this anywhere else. It's the best training on the planet. ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
Sources say J-Lo and Ben Affleck are headed for divorce.
I know.
Already?
Yeah, he said he's focusing on his work and his kids now, and they're likely to sell their dream house that they
just bought
2 years ago. Well, they spent 2 years searching for it.
Yeah,
they just recently bought it. She was out looking for houses the other day by herself.
Yeah.
But that's been done.
She won't be by herself for long.
J-Lo's been with a lot of guys.
Well, evidently, the other thing they're saying is she really likes the spotlight, and that has kind of dropped down for her a little bit. She's out of it.
Well, it's her fault. Go to work.
Well, it's like her new album came out. Nobody cared.
Yeah, I bet you
nobody
that hit her.
And a couple
movie,
of concerts had to be canceled.
Yeah. Yep. For sales. That's right. And her movie came out and everybody kind of bashed it. Maybe she's just going through a thing.
Yeah.
Netflix confirmed that Happy Gilmore 2 is in the works. Ugh. Warner Brothers Discovery teased the upcoming series Dune Prophecy, yeah, based off the movie.
Love that thing.
And Will Ferrell has got a golf movie coming out about a fictional legend of the game. It's called Golf. It's also starring Rami Yusuf.
Okay. That might be interesting.
And the other big thing for Netflix is they have the NFL's Christmas Day games for the next 3 years.
Steelers and Chiefs, 11 a.m. Christmas Day this year.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Wanda Sykes says she gets mistaken for this person. It happened twice in New Orleans and a couple other times.
Can too. I guess?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say press secretary. What's her
I'll
name?
Bet.
I forgot her name. Jean Karen.
Crusty. Yeah.
Not crusty, no. Don't let your political views get in the way of that woman's beautiful hair, Brady. You know,
it
both,
is beautiful.
We should be so lucky to have
something.
That hair. Jean-Pierre Karen Pierre.
Something like that.
She's very French. Do you know her name,
Brady's crazy hair.
I don't either.
Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, there's that, too. That's just racist. That's Brett.
That's why
that's
I,
just
I
Brett
like
Fauna. That.
You look like Lenny Kravitz.
Hey.
She got it twice in New Orleans.
All right. That's just two dicks. That was Brett and a friend in New Orleans. Nobody mistakes her
Come
for
on.
Lenny Kravitz. That's just this asshole over here.
Look at that lady over there. Looks like Lenny Kravitz. Say something.
Am I wrong?
Yes.
No. I can tell the difference between Wanda Sykes and Lenny Kravitz.
Nah.
All day. Stop it.
It looks like David Copperfield, former musician, is going to have to do a new illusion and disappear for a while. He's been accused of sexual misconduct by 16 women.
16 of them?
Including, of the 16 women, there's at least four or half of them are under the age of 18 at the time.
Oops. Oh, David.
Range, the dates are from the 80s from 2014.
Huh?
It goes from
the
1980s.
What?
Yeah,
1980s. I was like, man, what's this guy?
He's feeling of 80-year-olds?
I'd want to disappear, too.
They're probably feeling lucky.
He's denying it.
16's a lot.
Three of them were drugged.
Oh, he Cosby'd.
Oh, man.
Garth Brooks had a performance approved by the Vatican. It was in Rome. And he says he was surprised by hearing the fans... from the Vatican-approved set list, singing Friends in Low Places.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the weird one.
Yeah, but how can you not if you're Garth Brooks? I mean, that's just...
Well, that's your hit.
Yeah, exactly.
But at the Vatican?
He also threw in...
They drink.
But it's hell.
Yeah, but they drink.
Yeah.
All right. And they're the only... Like, they're the ones that keep talking about hell. They invented it.
And then he did a version of Amazing Grace.
After Friends in Low Places?
Yeah. Well,
CYA.
I don't know, right about after that, but... The American Museum of Natural History in New York is running an exhibit called Ice Cold. It's an exhibition of hip-hop jewelry featuring bling from Drake, Biggie, Nicki Minaj.
Pretty cool.
And more.
There you go. All right, then. Well, that's it for us. Thanks to our special guest, birthday boy Sean Rockefeller. Listener, now don't get any ideas, listeners. Don't go poking your eyes out or showing up with sticks and stuff. This is a one-off. You got to be pretty effed up to come in here and be more entertaining than that guy. He was great. So happy birthday to him, and hopefully you all enjoyed that. We did, for sure. Hopefully you did, too. Did you enjoy it?
It was yeah,
all right,
nice
good. Happy. That's the point. That's all that matters, is that we it looked like Make-A-Wish for adults.
Yeah, Make-A-Wish for 30.
Okay, get on the mic again. Help him over. Help him over, Brady. I want to ask him another question that people need to hear. This has to be the real thing, because let's be honest. Brett, you and I are no present for a birthday.
No.
You don't have to tell him to keep going. He knows forward. Right. You tied him to your microphone cord, Brady. You got him all tied
up. What are you doing over there?
Oh, for crying out loud. You're going to kill him.
I got him.
Oh, this is bad.
Here, you take this.
I got you,
you need it more than he does.
Yeah, no kidding.
Let me ask you this question real quick, Sean, before you go. What did you really want for your birthday?
Oh, I didn't really want anything, yeah.
I'm good.
This is enough? This is enough, yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, this is cool.
He wanted a
little bar.
Yeah, well. We got
a bar. He got us.
We got a bag of stuff, KUPD stuff for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're going to give it to you.
All right.
It says KUPD. Don't worry about it.
You're going to like these shirts.
Your mom said, just gather up whatever you got, put it in a bag, and give it to him. So you're basically, we're going to treat you like Goodwill for a minute and just give you all of our stuff. But thanks for coming in. A pleasure.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Hopefully everything was all right. Happy birthday to Sean. That's it. Shanman's filling in for Larry. We're done. We'll catch you guys tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. Oh!
All right.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.